Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Did you look for me, Libyanka, on Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles, Rosenberg? We here. Wednesday, we get into the midweek situation. Ooh, I like this headline. Zendaya restructures her deal on Euphoria. Gets $1 million per episode.
Yes.
Highest played black female actor on TV.
And can you believe people are annoyed at her and mad at her?
Why?
It's ridiculous. That's why. Some people are just like, it's way too much money. Why do you need so much money?
Huh?
And then some people are like, I just feel like other people should be getting XYZ. I'm like, that woman carries that show. I mean, there's other great actors on the show.
Man,
but
people just be talking, bro. People don't know how these things work.
Girl, get your money.
People don't know how these things work at all. They don't know the inner workings of the game. Get your money, Zendaya. Or is it Zendaya? Zendaya.
It's Zendaya. I always mess it up.
Is it Rihanna?
Rihanna. It is Rihanna. We say Rihanna, but it's Rihanna.
Mm. Well, she files for trademark for swimwear. Here come that Fenty.
Listen, she's getting it all, okay?
In time for the summer.
I'm here for it.
Lotto insists I am not dating 21 Savage. Tory Lanez is now allowed to discuss Megan Thee Stallion in criminal case.
Yeah, I'll give you more details on that later on.
Okay.
Hey, anyway.
Janet Jackson's performance is slammed by her nephew, TJ. Who's her nephew, TJ?
He used to be in 3T.
Yo, bro. Yo, my man, where my buttons at, bro?
Bro, come on.
I mean, you allowed to say whatever you want, and under the guise of saying whatever you want, I could say,
F*** out of here.
Mad at Auntie Janet because her performances are degrading and objectifying women. Bro, that's Janet Jackson, bro. She been out here doing her thing for a long time, and it's definitely not degrading.
Like, what?
Sexy time, though.
Yeah, but she's been that. That's it.
You know what I mean?
Nothing new here.
Man. More than 1.5 million New York City folks facing hunger with March 1 end of pandemic era SNAP benefits. Because they had the extra benefits going for a while and they're over now. Gotta figure that out. Bro, you can't, you know, listen, I had to remind somebody in the family yesterday, bro. I was like, you do know we live in the United States. They're going to help you out a little bit. But if them helping you out is hurting other things, they're not going to, they're going to stop helping you out. It's capitalism, bro. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. And they'll hit you with this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And you're on your own. But there's people fighting, man. Shout out to all the people who continue to fight for people in need and continue to get that balance. I want to shout out to a friend of mine, Inglewood Barbie, out in Chicago. She's been sleeping under, I don't know the name of the freeway, but her, Vic Mensa, and other, you know, notable individuals from Chicago are raising money, trying to raise $1 million so they could build a homeless shelter. And do it themselves. And she has, you know, she's been, she has these group of homeless people that she's been taking care of for some time where periodically she'll, you know, raise money and get them a hotel when it's really cold outside, right? And recently she went and tried to, and booked a hotel, spent like $20,000 that she had raised to get people out of the cold one night, and the hotel denied them.
Oh, wow.
And told them that they didn't want those type of people there. It became a whole thing. You know, the CEO of, like, Hilton came out to see her under the bridge in Chicago. And they created a deal and blah, 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 blah. But she's like, yo, these people need a place to stay. So there's a lot of people out here doing great work. And much love to you. It's time to get into the game that lives up to his name. On the line, Monique and Hector. On a Wednesday. Monique, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Hey,
I'm
hey.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. We are great. Hector, you doing all right, sir?
Yeah, man. What's up? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Man, we living, bro. You know what I'm saying? How man. You doing, Laura Stiles? He's asking you how you doing.
Oh, I'm good. Just catching
that's
up
good.
On the news.
When people say they're good as many times as Laura Stiles did, are they really good? I'm good. Are you really good?
I know, because I was reading something I didn't like, too.
So you weren't good in the moment. Monique, who would you like to represent you right now for the game that lives up to his name? Got some an opportunity for you to go to Coachella here.
I'm going to have to go with you today.
All right. Oh, listen, you could be on your way to see Bad Bunny, A Boogie, Burna Boy, Glorilla, Frank Ocean, and more at Coachella. But in the meantime, you're automatically getting laced up with those April Fool's Day Comedy Show tickets, Hulu Theater. And we're getting you some Hot 9-7 gear. 60 seconds on the clock. Shani with the questions. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
All right, here we go. Who lost
Laura.
In boxing?
I'm going to go with the loser, Jake Paul.
Why are you calling him a loser?
Paul is correct.
He's a nice guy.
Because he lost.
Jake Damn. Paul is correct.
Okay.
More than 30% of the world's oxygen is created
Ebro.
By Ebro.
Is created by
three, two,
trees.
One. Correct, but incorrect.
Oh.
Is created by trees in which country?
Oh,
I'm gonna go with Brazil.
Brazil, correct.
Okay.
Which rapper said he deserves to be
Laura.
Number one? Laura.
Lil Wayne.
Up.
No Weezy.
Yep. Okay. Roger Moore was famous.
Ebro.
Ebro.
He was James Bond, 007.
In seven movies, that's correct.
Yes.
Who admitted that the video...
Ebro.
Ebro.
Who admitted that the video... Maino was fabricated.
That's right. Maino. What is the colored part of the eye
Ebro.
Called?
Sorry.
Ebro.
That would be the...
Three.
Two. Pupil.
Incorrect.
No.
It was retina.
No,
incorrect.
I think it's the
iris.
Iris.
That is
iris.
That
iris.
Is correct. Laura Wynn.
Laura Wynn.
Yes!
Sorry, Monique.
Yes.
I started to go with iris.
That
I was like, nah.
I was like, retina?
Nah, I was like, you could tear your retina, so that
yeah.
ain't it. What? So what's the pupil?
I think it's the very...
When your pupil dilates.
The black part.
That's the...
So that's the black
part. The center.
Part.
Yeah, the
Got
part
it.
That...
So
yeah.
the pupil, iris, eyeball, and then the retina is the attachment in the back,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Damn. Should have paid attention in optometry class.
Optometry.
Yo, Monique, sorry about that. Hector.
Yeah, man.
Congrats,
Yo,
Hector.
You get the tickets to the April Fool's Day Comedy Show. Monique, you mad at me?
No, I'm not.
She is.
She's tight.
She lying.
Where's my year?
Can I make a shout out?
Nah. No, of course
you can.
Go ahead.
Shout out to my baby, Ashley. I love you, girl.
Hey, Ashley, he loves you.
And shout out to Queens, baby. Let's get
Queens.
It.
Queens. Kill York, what up?
You're a liar.
Monique, talk to you later. We love you. Hector, hang on the way. Flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Yeah, well, coming up in a flashing lights report, Tory Lanez got a new sentencing date, and there's different gag orders that were lifted. So we'll talk about it all coming up. Flashing lights.
Here we go. Hey, cause girls is players too. Coil the ray, baby. DJ Sage.
Cause girls is players too.
Jersey. Hey, yo, shout out to Nigeria. Y'all got a new president. Doesn't come without controversy, though.
I know people are upset.
People are pissed. But, you know, who are we as the United States to make any judgment of elections in Nigeria?
Right.
Based
feel,
on our
how
our elections keep
What's
moving.
The big controversy?
People think it's a sham. They announced the winner at 4 a.m. this morning. People are like, yo, what?
That happens all the time.
4 a.m.?
Yeah.
After 3 days of counting?
Oh, after 3 days.
Yeah. And they're
four,
saying,
maybe even 4 days of counting.
And wait, they're saying he's like 85, and he's claiming he's like 60.
Yeah.
And listen, I was just on the Shade Room comments from Nigerian folks complaining. Yeah. So I'm just
that's the best way to get the news, I've heard. Like, you don't even need to, like, go to BBC or, right. you know, so just...
I think most of what I see is people feel like there was definitely some corruption taking place at voting sites with violence and people, like, running in, burning up ballots and doing all type of crazy stuff. But then the other piece of it is there was a younger, more progressive candidate named Peter Obi that a lot of the youth were really excited about. People I know often complain that Nigeria's leadership is just old, out of touch, conservative, not really in touch with what's going on, et cetera, et cetera.
So, really? You don't hear that about governments very often.
You don't. You know. Meanwhile, the United States, well, how old's our president? 100?
Yeah.
We call him Sleepy Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not overly conservative, but
he's not. But he's old as hell.
He's definitely old as hell.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Staffs.
Laura Staffs got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Staffs gonna put us on.
This came in yesterday. So Tory Lanez's new sentencing date is April 10th. You know, they've been pushing it because he got new lawyers, blah, blah, blah. But what's interesting is that the judge lifted the gag order that restricted him from commenting on the case or Megan Thee Stallion. So
maybe now. So I always thought it was a big fail. Almost.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Well, no, definitely congratulations.
Yeah, I think we gave it to him probably 9 times. So.
But specifically about him not taking a stand in his own trial against himself. Like him as the defense or the defendant.
Right.
He never went up on the stand and was examined. Never.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So now maybe as the sentencing comes and, you know, he appeals and these other things, he can illuminate how things went down.
Let's see. I wonder if him talking about it can hurt him further. Or
depends
is it
on what he says.
I'm sure it can. I'm sure it can. I don't really know how judges come to sentences.
Yeah, I don't really know either. I don't know how that works, but.
So, I mean, I'm sure it could. Honestly, these trial things go forever, bro.
Oh, bro.
These news stories, from the first thing till the last thing. There's like 100 stories in between.
We just reported that the Nipsey Hussle's killer. Like, he finally got his sentence.
Well, because there's people building the case. Then they're selecting a jury. Then there's going through the whole process of the case itself and the jury, blah, 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 blah. And then once the jury comes to the conclusion, then there's the sentencing, which could be punted, you know.
Can also get punted.
Yeah, so. Yeah, no, it's a long process. It's annoying.
Yeah.
No doubt.
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 7 a.m., a high of 42 degrees, rain throughout the day. Hopefully the snow will get washed out. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Everything you do, man. Your life can change on one night. You don't know what that night is. Going to a pool party, hang out with some friends. What's the worst that could happen? Damn.
What are you talking about?
What?
Tory Lanez.
Oh, I was like, what?
Sorry. I lost.
I was like, who went to a pool? I forgot the whole case. That's how long it's been. I was like, wait, what happened?
I was looking. I was like, did I say something deep? I thought that was like pretty basic.
I was like, who?
I was like, really? Alternate side parking? I had you thinking about all of that? What happened to alternate side parking?
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Have you tried to cook dinner with the quickest, freshest, most delicious chef-crafted meal all delivered right to your door? Look no further than HelloFresh. With over 40 weekly recipes that you can choose from that satisfies all eating types. They have so many recipes, even the pickiest eater can find a meal they like. Skip the long and expensive trip to the grocery store and try HelloFresh. Their fresh, pre-portioned ingredients make cooking so easy and clean. Take the stress and hassle of preparing dinner out. And even better, their latest line of meals featuring robust flavors and filling portions are ready in 15 minutes. I tried that chicken sausage tortellini and I had it cooked and eaten in 20 minutes. It was good and it was quick. Eat well, eat fresh, and better yet, save some cash with HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/Ebro65 and use code Ebro65 for that 65% off plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/Ebro65 and use code Ebro65 at checkout for 65% off, plus free shipping on America's number one meal kit.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Social media, what happened?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, Shawnee, we need to coordinate this better, man.
What happened?
Because Shawnee and I are both the dark-skinned guys on the show.
Okay.
You know, and on the video, we kind of look the same already. But then we always end up coming to wearing the same color. We have the same color hoodie on right now.
Oh, so, yeah.
This is not going to work, Shawnee.
Yeah, y'all do have the Hunter Orange hoodies on.
We both
today.
Look like construction workers right now.
Black cargo pants.
Man.
Damn. Right. We got to coordinate. Man. That's off topic.
Coordinate.
Guys, go ahead. Shawnee and I got to talk
about it. But at least they're different brands. Because sometimes me and Laura Styles will just have the same t-shirt.
Yes.
Same exact time.
Because we got that disease called Hype Beast.
Mine says Queen. Shout out to Erica Ford.
Queen. Mine says DJ USA. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Shout out to Erica Ford. And also,
congratulations.
Wait.
You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Well, you gave me the layup, so I had to give it to y'all.
Yeah, we deserve it.
Congrats. I mean, maybe we just like aligned. You know what I'm saying? Like just, that's not congrats.
It's the universe.
Congratulations.
Leo stuff.
When speaking of, Twitter and social media is where I usually get a lot of my congrats. Sometimes it's just people saying things. Who are these people?
We don't know.
But, you know, I use it anyway. Like, just a second ago, I was talking about the elections in Nigeria and that America has zero room to judge another nation's elections based on the way our elections have been going.
That's right. Shout out to Africa.
Or judge leadership, for that matter. Mm-hmm. Nigeria just got a new president. Nigerians and in the diaspora and in the country are seemingly, based on what we can see, not too happy about it. Or how it was executed. People jumping on my timeline talking about why you're speaking on Nigerians' elections.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I was just sharing the news because we have a lot of Nigerian listeners. And I was also saying that we don't have any room to judge.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
What's wrong with y'all?
Well, so what are they saying? What's the problem with you saying?
Just what I said. You don't have any room to speak on Nigeria. I said that already.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
There's probably a share of people that are just annoyed that like Nigeria has become such a trendy thing in culture. You know, people want to hold on, especially if it's their real roots potentially. Although it's Twitter, so they could be literally from Baltimore. But I could understand being like, man, everyone wants to come and talk about Nigeria now. I can see that because you know me, I'm a hater.
Yeah. So you see where they come from.
I'd be like, man, y'all don't know about no Nigeria.
I'm just reading the news, guys.
But yeah,
of a nation that is. Has a lot of people that we care about and love and are friends of ours. So, yeah, that's the news. In other news, though, speaking of government, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, my God. Already.
Listen to this little snippet of audio.
I want you to know that in 2020, there were 4.8 thousand pounds of fentanyl seized by CBP. But in 2021, fiscal year 2021, it increased to 11.2 thousand pounds of fentanyl was seized by the CBP. That is a direct result of Biden administration.
Do you not know what seized means, lady? And do you guys not understand that seizing more fentanyl at the border is a good thing?
Why are you even trying to make sense of anything this woman said?
Congratulations.
Was that
you played yourself.
MJ... MTG?
Well, yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And furthermore, Democrats, if you don't use that little snippet of audio in your upcoming campaigns and elections to show just how stupid people in the GOP and the GOP representatives are.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because clearly something's working if more drugs are being seized at the border. So continually, the GOP is talking about the crisis at the border and the drugs coming in, et cetera, et cetera. But more drugs are being seized. But you guys aren't happy with that? That's bad? I thought that would be good.
I would think so. I'm trying to think if there's an angle they could have, but I think she's just that dumb.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got on your list?
Well, this headline got me this morning. It's everywhere. New York City Mayor Adams dismisses separation of church and state.
Y'all heard this, bro.
All right. He says, let me read this. Mayor Adams casually dismissed one of the nation's founding principles Tuesday morning, telling those gathered for his annual interfaith breakfast that he can't separate his Christian beliefs from his public duties. He says, don't tell me about no separation of church and state. State is the body. Church is the heart. If you take the heart out, the body dies.
So you're admitting that there's no separation of church and state, especially for you. And I think he's speaking in first person, right? Speaking about himself.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You can believe in whatever you want. But, honey, not everybody has the same beliefs as you. What about people who don't believe in religion and organized religion?
Lori, with all due respect to you, we really need to explain separation of church and state
as to why that's important.
Based on the Marjorie Taylor Greene audio and based on this right here, clearly we need to do some explaining. But now, is there a world where this was said at a multi-faith annual thing? So it's clearly religious people from all different groups at this gathering. That's the way it was framed on 1010 Wins when I heard the audio.
It's when you try to hug up to all the religious people of all groups at the same time, bro.
And so this is him as leadership acknowledging, as a human being, if we're being honest, most leadership probably has a tough time separating their beliefs from their political agenda.
Yeah.
We know to be true in America, no matter what side you're on.
Sure.
We see it all the time.
We see it all the time. But it's still a...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
We realize that it would be difficult, but you don't come out and say basically, damn that, I don't believe in it. It's a founding principle of the country.
The way you would say it would be like, it's very hard for all of us because we all have our beliefs, but it's something we got to continually work on to make sure that we keep...
Or you just don't have to bring it up at all.
That's what I'm saying.
You can just talk about how religion's important to you and your faith is important to you. No one's saying there's a problem with that. Just don't bring up that it's about that you don't believe in separation of church and state. Yo, man, I'm done.
Congratulations.
I don't have the... The grace period is over.
How long has it been? A year? Two?
Over a year. We're well over a year now. If everyone wants to continue to be like, I just can't. It just seems like everything Eric says is like, my man, well, what do we...
Congratulations.
And isn't it funny?
You played yourself.
Seems like he doesn't get torn down the way the Blas was getting torn down.
Well, it's because he's black.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. Maybe that's partially true.
And he's a cop.
That's what I was going to say. Because who was tearing down de Blasio?
The cops.
And the right. And the right seems to like Eric Adams for some reason on some
level. Well, the right likes when you don't separate church and state, too. And guess who also used to be a Republican? Eric Adams.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got today?
Oh, man. For some reason, I don't know. Oh, yeah, I know why. I went to go check the news. I went to CNN.com, and they said Bill Maher is being interviewed up by Jake Tapper right now. And I was like, you know what? I'm interested. I'll see what's up. Let's see what Bill Maher is talking about with Jake Tapper. First thing I heard Bill Maher talking about was him showing love to... Let me be clear what I'm saying. He wasn't endorsing him. He was discussing why Ron DeSantis is a formidable candidate for the Republicans.
Which we've all discussed.
Yes, which some of it absolutely makes sense. But then he went on to talk about how he went down to Florida during the pandemic, and Ron DeSantis had a lot of things right down there. Hmm. And how Florida was great. They understood that you could just leave everything open, everything was all good, unlike us paranoid people up here in New York. Hmm. So... When I heard him going from he's a formidable candidate to actually giving Ron DeSantis praise as a governing leader, the first thing I thought was...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Then, of course, the conversation shifted.
But can I stop you, though, that if you're listening to Bill Maher's political takes, which just usually forward his ability to sell tickets and wherever he's going on tour to do comedy and keep tune-ins for his program, and you're taking him actually serious.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
But I will tell you, a lot of, you know, people who are pretty smart and have some interest in politics really like Bill Maher. People who are really smart or have a deeper knowledge and interest of politics see the gaps. But what I'm trying to say is there are a lot of good people who do look to him as like, nah, he makes a lot of sense.
Because well, throughout the years, he's been a place where you, or his show, what's his show called?
Real Time.
It used to be a place, I don't know, I haven't watched in a long time, where people come and they can have open dialogue about different things.
That part still exists. Yeah. That part, there's
whether
still
he agrees with you or not.
There's still real dialogue there. But then he went on to have his conversation about wokeness. Mm. You know, what is woke? What is wrong? It is one thing to be aware. It's another thing to be woke.
So now we're splitting hairs on what? Fam, y'all didn't even... Yeah, this isn't even a term that y'all...
No. The term...
We're not listening. I am never listening to anyone.
The term's been co-opted, man. They took the word that was about keep an eye out for whitey, essentially.
Consciousness.
You got to keep your eyes open because you never know what the devil's trying to do.
That's right.
The devil then took the word.
That's what the devil does.
And flipped it back on its head.
That's what the devil does.
But even beyond...
That's what the devil does. That's the whole game, y'all.
Right. Turn it around, flip it, give it back to you.
But then he went on...
Poisoned.
In talking about that... He started talking about, you know, the cancel culture and the, you can't say anything and the comedian. And it just got me back into the same thing I think all the time. Is there anything worse than comedians bitching and crying about cancel culture? Bro, let me tell you where you're not going to get any sympathy. Yo, we go on the radio live every day. Half of the listening audience right now wants to end me and Ebro at any given moment when we open our mouths. Half is going, today's the day. Today's the day. The Jew's finally going to say something. I got him. And we manage to make jokes, knock on wood, and have a good time every day without hurting too many people's feelings. If you can't do that in your comedy club with 500 of your fans there, you might just not be that funny. If you can't make jokes without really hurting people's feelings and making them run to write a letter, maybe you're not that great at your job.
Well, and also, maybe here's the real one that they don't want to deal with. Maybe you just need to say whatever you want to say and deal with the backlash if you really got the cojones. If you really about that life, stop asking for people to give you a pass. If you really, really want to stand on your square, stand on your square. Chappelle did.
And by
Chappelle
the way,
took his heat.
And by the way, did he get canceled?
He's still outside. Still selling tickets.
Your audience is... Yo, listen. So I tweeted this yesterday, and, you know, the people got mad at me. Those ones. The ones that, for some reason, follow people like me and Ebro and say nasty things to everything we say. They were saying, what about this one? What about that one? What about Roseanne? Roseanne, who was doing a corporate TV show for Disney Television and decided to go on her Twitter and call...
She had a corporate deal. That's what
she
happened.
She had a corporate deal, and she decided to call a famous, beloved black woman, compare her to a gorilla or something. And she ended up losing that show, her corporate job. By the way, is anyone stopping her from doing shows?
She still go do stand-up.
Go stand up in front of the people who agree with your racist right-wing agenda.
That's right.
What about this last week? The creator of Dilbert. We didn't even cover that.
Well, because I didn't even know. I didn't spend much time in my life with Dilbert.
Me neither, but it's in every single newspaper.
Okay.
Well, sorry. It was in every single newspaper.
Oh, they yanked it. I didn't even know it was still around.
Oh, yeah. You know, cartoons don't really go anywhere. Once you get in, if you're in, you're kind of
well,
in.
I haven't picked up a newspaper, so I haven't looked at a comic section since I've been.
So if you missed the story, Sean, you know Dilbert, the cartoon?
I've heard of him, yeah. Weird looking dude, right?
Yeah. So the creator of Dilbert decided in an interview on a podcast, everyone's got to have a podcast, decided on the podcast, not in the cartoon, to talk about how he believes basically black people don't want white people's help anyway. White people and black people just shouldn't even interact. And guess what? Guess who lost?
Furthermore, you're stopping short of him saying white people should stay away from.
Is that what it was exactly?
Stay away from black folks and helping black folks.
He got canceled.
I mean, he lost his corporate. His corporate situations are all falling apart.
Right. Money is low now.
Yeah.
I think he'll be all right. Dilbert's
doesn't. But the point is, that was your choice. You decided in your private time to express your nasty views, and now other people are... It's not being canceled. To Ebro's point, it's just about the repercussions of the nasty
you
stuff.
You can say whatever you want to say, but that just means that whoever's doing business with you, they have the right to do whatever they want to do, too.
Listen, is there the occasional broadcaster who we hear made some joke, and then they end up getting run down for a while, and then they pop back up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens. And sometimes it seems unfair. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's people just being total a-holes and having to deal with the repercussions.
And for
stop
that,
crying.
You get
congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willy talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Oh. I don't know. In the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
I think the deeper piece of it all, too, is people, you know, most people that see these stories or, you know, cancel culture, whatever, they take what's happening and they apply it to themselves, right? In their life at whatever job they're working at, right? Where, you know, you could lose your job because you have an opinion or you say something in the lunchroom or you wear a t-shirt or you got a bumper sticker on your car and you parked in the parking lot or, you know, whatever it is, right? They're applying the feeling that the people who are complaining about cancel culture, they're applying it to their everyday life because they work regular jobs, right? Like they work at a school, work at a hospital, work at a, that's what most people are doing, right? Mm-hmm.
Would it affect your lives in a regular job?
Well, because in their mind, they feel like they should be able to go to their job and say whatever they want to say at their job, and they can't.
But that's never been a thing.
Never.
Ever.
Never, ever.
You know that joke? Isn't it Dave who used to make the joke about how white people talk about having sex with their wives, and then you'd be like, who'd you vote for? And they're like, whoa, hey, buddy, we don't talk about things like that. That was a joke of his from 20 years ago.
That's right.
That you don't talk about politics because it can be...
That's right.
Even in much more civil times, you didn't want to bring up
politics.
You didn't
talk about who voted for who. People never talked about their political alignments. That was the whole thing for the longest time.
It's only in the last several years that it's become straight out there.
Well, because now it's team sports. People most of the people talking about politics ain't even voting like that.
Facts.
They just out here picking a side, picking a team, picking ideas, picking headlines they agree with, picking stories they want to align.
They're not even paying attention, bro.
Nothing.
No, they want the red hat.
My point all the time.
Yo, the red hats for that. That
yo,
red, though. That red crisp.
Nah, Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe.
Just choose a side based on popularity and what you feel
yo,
in the moment.
Yo, it's competitive.
And what your friends do.
What your friends do.
And where you live and what everyone else is doing.
Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Ebro in the morning. Yo, we get into some money, man. Take the cash and dash. It's called Beat the Buzzer.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's 10 minutes away, plus DJ John coming in the room. Keep it locked.
Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, it is time for DJ John. Oh, yeah.
It's DJ John.
Johnny?
It's DJ John.
Money.
It's DJ John.
Money.
DJ John.
Yo, John.
Money.
What are we doing right now, bro?
Beat the buzzer. Beat your chance to call in right now and to win big. Get some money.
Baby.
Sean, are you ready with the Beat the Buzzer goodness?
I'm ready.
Do we got like an example since this is like day three of this new contest? Should we? You want to try?
Yeah, I want to try again.
All right.
I want to try too.
No, I try first.
Laura loves a little game.
It's so fun. All right, you go, money.
This is, this is one of the favorite games around here. It's called Beat the Buzzer.
All right.
Who's going? Who are we doing? Laura or Juanito?
Juanito.
All right, Juanito, Beat the Buzzer. You ready?
Yes. Why am I so greedy?
Let's get to it. Look at your stomach.
Wait, what?
$100. Wow. $200.
Respectful. You better pay attention.
$400.
Stop!
Oh.
Give my money right now. I want my money right now.
No, we got Monopoly money for you.
Oh, man.
What would have happened? What would have happened after that?
$100. $200.
Okay.
$400.
Stop there.
$800.
Oh! You could have got $800.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Wow. So you call right now, you're the right caller. you get a shot at beating the buzzer.
But don't get greedy.
Yo, people love a game, man. I love y'all for it, too, man. T-Bro in the morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg, sun shining. We never discussed the congratulations you played yourself that goes to everybody that was like, yeah, we ain't got any snow. It isn't winter. We ain't got any snow.
I mean,
what do you mean? Why is that? Why congratulations?
Because we got snow the other day.
That was nonsense.
Come on, bro.
I mean, it wasn't a lot of snow, but y'all was complaining we ain't got any snow. I was just saying there was snow.
It was the same as before. It was trash.
Really. Yeah.
There's still snow on the ground a lot of places in Jersey. I don't know about Long Island, but I know Jersey, Connecticut.
Did Long Island get anything cast?
It did, but it's all gone.
Yeah,
Jersey's still there.
We haven't had. I think all people want is at least a day or two of that moment where all day you look outside and it's right. there's a thing. You bring the dogs out. Yeah, the dogs bounce around in the snow.
Well, see, now you're being more specific, so maybe Mother Nature's gonna deliver. Because you was bitching the other day, and then we got some snow, now.
That was a dusting. That was dusting plus. A dusting
plus. So maybe they're going to show up with more next time.
Yeah. We'll see. It's March 1.
I know some schools that had, what do they call it, delayed opening the other day.
Yeah, delayed is trash, too.
Delayed opening.
You want fully closed. You don't want delayed, man. Delayed is trash.
I thought back in the day no one got closed here. Like, there'd be 2 feet of snow and you didn't close.
People lie about history. No, people love to lie about history. Schools are closed. Jenna's on the line to beat the buzzer. Jenna.
Good morning.
Morning. Jenna, do you know how to play beat the buzzer?
No.
Okay, so basically,
you can explain it.
Basically, as soon as we say go, you'll start hearing announcements of cash. Make sure you say stop before the buzzer, when you hear the money you want, okay? When you hear a good, nice, all right?
In other words, you don't know how high it could go. You don't know when it's going to end. Yeah. It could stop after the first one. It could stop after the sixth one. You just got to decide how much you're satisfied with and what kind of risk you want to take.
No, don't get greedy.
And if the buzzer hits, you get
nothing.
And if the buzzer comes before you say stop, you get nothing, Jenna. Don't play yourself.
Nathan.
You ready?
You ready to beat the buzzer, yep. Jenna? All right, here we go. Shani, you got it?
Yep.
It's time to beat the buzzer. Jenna, pay attention.
Okay, here we go.
$100. $125. $150.
Oh. Stop.
Oh, she said stop. Okay. $150 is hers.
All right, Jenna, you won $150.
Nice.
Should we find out what she would have won?
Jenna, do you want to hear the rest?
All right, you won $150. Yeah. Here's what you could have won.
$160. $200.
Not too bad.
$400.
Unfortunate. Could have gotten 400.
Could have got 400, though. Jenna, but you're walking with $150.
Good money.
Exactly the point.
We got the smartest listeners. So far,
exactly
everyone's won.
Exactly the point. Don't get greedy. Take what you can and get it. Hang on, Jenna. We got to get you your money,
Word.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, 1 second. Your next chance to beat the buzzer will happen after the Gurus around 8:35. On the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Stab.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, J. Cole made a big announcement, dropped, you know, his... the big names that are hitting the Dreamville Festival. Ooh. So we'll discuss it next.
Cast one.
Last. Now everybody go to our breakfast. Shadow.
Rosenberg up here judging people's choices again.
Yep.
One, this guy won't turn it off. Yo, five years ago, how many suits did you have?
Five years ago. I had like three suits.
You had three suits. 10 years ago, how many suits did you have?
But I had probably had a couple of them, but they were just like off the rack, random.
Men's Warehouse.
Yeah, like things like
that. And I guarantee it.
Yeah.
And now fast forward to today, you wear suits for WWE. So once a month you put on suit.
Yeah.
And you have some nice suits. You went and got tailored.
Well, yeah.
You got some great shoes.
Yes. I spent money on the shoes. I got valuable advice when I started. They said, if you're going to wear suits a lot, spend a little more than you'd like to spend on some like loafers or tie-up shoes you really like that are dope and comfortable because you can keep them for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they look dope. You can get them cleaned up. You could go to a cobbler when you need to get them fixed and keep them. So I was like, all right, I'm going to get some nice shoes.
He even uses words like cobbler.
Cobblers.
Was that what they're called? That's what the word is, right?
Shoe man.
Wow.
Go to the shoe shine shop.
Shoe man?
whatever. Go to the shoe store. Go to whatever. No,
it's not a shoe store.
Nobody knows cobbler. You use cobbler? Have anybody ever used cobbler?
Beach. What is this, 1930?
Yeah.
1930.
Scott's going to the cobbler and the Mad Hatter. He's going to the Hatter and the cobbler.
I've never been, but I just know that's a thing you can do.
But and my point is this exactly. We were just off the air, and this guy's like, you don't wear sneakers with suits. I hate sneakers with suits.
I do. Hate it. It's repug. And I did it. I wore it to my first wedding. I wore sneakers.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Thank you. Yes, that's correct. But guess what? In 2012, when I first made the plunge, it was a novel. It was still a sort of novel thing. Like, oh, people wearing sneakers to their weddings. Ooh, 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 ooh. That was 11 years ago.
Right, but some people are just getting to it now, bro. Why are you so...
I'm here to
help
them. I want to help them.
But you're not helping them.
Yes, I am.
You just got suits that fit right.
5 years ago. So I'm now...
So now you're the wedding fashion suit aficionado? Like, how does this happen?
Well, I have a question. I did it before. I have it. People speak from their mistakes. Right? I'm not speaking for something I don't know. I'm not judging you as if it's something I wouldn't do. I did it. I was you. I wore a suit, got a custom-made suit, and put on a damn pair of sneakers. By the way, really nice, lovely Nikes that worked with the time. Shouts to Don. They hooked. We beautiful. We made a nice little sneakers
Donnie
right
B,
there.
What
Donnie
up?
Donnie B. Good. Donnie B. took care of us, and it was great. But in retrospect, it was fine in 2012. But in 2023, when you turn on ESPN, all of my colleagues on ESPN all wear sneakers with a suit.
Because they're on a sports network where people wear sneakers to work.
It doesn't look good. I'm just here to tell you it doesn't look good.
Wow.
I mean,
grow up, buy a pair of shoes.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Grow up and buy a pair of shoes. Or don't wear a suit.
Yo, these people have been wearing suits longer than you.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
No, they haven't.
1,000% people on ESPN. There's people there that have been wearing suits longer than you.
I'm mostly talking to former athletes who've been there for like 3 years.
Yeah, but I'm talking about people on ESPN who've been wearing sneakers. Telling me Kenny Smith, who wears sneakers, ain't been there longer than you. Shaq, who wears sneakers, ain't been there longer than you. Charles Barkley, who wears sneakers, ain't been there. Eddie, what's your man's name on TNT?
Oh, yeah. Eddie.
Ernie. Oh, Ernie ain't been there longer than you wearing his bow tie and his sneakers.
By the way, I love Ernie. He's a legend. His bow tie and sneakers is repug. Okay?
So, congratulations. Wow, bro.
I'm sorry.
Oh, let's go flashing lights, Lawrence.
Get some damn loafers, man.
Wow, the judgment.
Yo, it's crazy.
This is what I do.
It's crazy.
Yo, he figures out. You ever notice that with him? He figures out a thing or gets a thing that he thinks he's doing right and then
Everybody has to do it now. Every two to three months it happens.
It's something.
Remember the phone? Remember the phone time? You still on phone time?
God,
you still on phone time?
Phone time.
You still on that? Are you done with that?
No, listen. I still struggle with it. I judge others and myself.
He's on his phone right now.
I was just looking at my phone. Well, Griff texted me with the Whitish Wednesday idea.
Anyway, all right, so J. Cole made fans very happy. He dropped the lineup for his 2023 Dreamville Festival because it includes himself, Drizzy Drake, Burna Boy, and Usher as headliners of the festival.
Now, it says J. Cole and Drake.
Plus Drake.
Together.
Yes. Like, together. Is that we're performing together? Are we getting a J. Cole, Drake project? Are they going to drop some songs that make this make sense? What's happening?
We don't know.
Because they have songs together in the past, obviously.
Yeah, they have a few. Mm. But the fact that it has the plus sign that they're on the same day, and instead of just having their names next to each other, because that would have said, like, co-headliners.
Right.
But they added the plus, which makes you think either they're in a relationship now, or they're on stage going back and forth together.
Maybe it's a battle, song for song?
Oh, no. That's kind of crazy.
It's going down April 1st and 2nd.
Unfortunately, that's WrestleMania, so it's a mystery to me, but it sounds fire.
That's pretty dope. And you guys know that Cole's Dreamville is providing the music for the Creed 3 soundtrack.
Oh, yep.
Now, let me tell you about this Creed 3 soundtrack. I've only seen the track listing.
Oh.
They put some work in there. Coogler,
Dreamville. I heard a clip of one that sounded fire.
Yeah, they put some work into this Creed 3 soundtrack, so it's going to be some great stuff on there.
Fire. That's your Flesh and Lights report. Time is 8 a.m. Today's a high of 42 degrees. Rain throughout the day and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Oh, Whitish Wednesday's next.
Got to tell you, Griff has a great idea for a theme today.
Well, maybe we go with it. Get on that Hot 97 app so you can join the chat. You know what I'm saying? And watch us in the studio and also vote for who you think is bringing the heat for Whitish Wednesday.
True.
Happening next on Ebro in the morning.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
EbroInTheMorning.com.
Hey, it's time. It's called Whitish Wednesday on Ebro in the Morning. It's a celebration of music, specifically artists who are white who release some of that hot fire out here.
Yo, Guns N' Roses is coming to town, by the way.
You going?
Playing the Garden. I hadn't really thought about it, but it probably would be fun.
I could see it.
From a little, like a suite, a little chill out. I don't need to be in the, I'm not like down there pumping my fist, but
yeah, I'm good.
Says the guy, by the way, don't listen to Ebro sounding cool, says the guy who stands up and sings this song in front of people.
No, I do it. I just wouldn't go to, I don't think I'd go to a concert.
Too long? Too much?
Yeah, it's just it's five songs I like, you know? Do I want to go park, you know, walk, stand, talk for five songs? Not so much.
Who are you going to talk to? No one's going to know you at the Guns N' Roses concert.
You'd well, I would if time. I'm in a suite. Whoever invited me into said suite, I'd have to be cordial.
You have to be cordial.
I'd have to put on, you know,
I think
I have to act like I like people.
It's nice when you go to a concert where you don't care about it that much, though, because you don't have to pay attention the whole time. Like, when I go to a rap concert of an artist I love, I feel, like, obligated to, like, be focused. I like not caring. Like,
I hate you.
Play what I like, play what I don't like. I don't give a damn. They got Hit Sweet Child of Mine? Okay, I'm going to be good for that part.
Paradise City?
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, man, welcome to the jungle. Get on that Hot 97 app if you want to join the chat. Cast One, did they tell you the category?
Yes, they did.
Today is Justin Bieber's birthday. Rosenberg, do you know how old Justin Bieber is?
Man, time flies, man. Young Justin Bieber's probably 28.
Ah, so close. One Offenberg.
29?
One Offenberg. 29.
I almost did. I was on 29, and then I was like, it should be. I really knew that, too.
So, because Bieber's Canadian, producer Griff came with the idea that we focus on Canada.
White.
Canada
is white, ain't it?
Oh, just feels Canada. It.
You feel like Canada feels whiter than America to you?
Yes.
Even though you've been in Toronto, which is
extremely diverse.
Right.
But when I think Canada, I think all of Canada, and I think snow. So just all of it combined feels white. You know what I'm saying? The people and the atmosphere.
I've definitely been to other parts of Canada. I've never been to Montreal, which I hear is pretty diverse also.
It's awesome. Montreal's awesome.
Is it diverse? I've never been.
Diverse?
Toronto. Like, you go to Toronto and you feel like...
In my experience, it's not like that, no. It's not. There's not... Because you don't have all the Caribbean people there.
That.
No. Right. But it's a dope place. It's a different country.
But there's a lot of Haitian Canadian in Montreal, too. Yeah. But then when you go to Vancouver, bruh, good luck finding a black person.
Right. That's facts.
Vancouver's cool, though, too. That's a beautiful city.
Beautiful city. But anyway, so we're focusing on Canada today.
Let's do it, man.
Cash One, you got tunes?
Yeah. Sure, I guess.
Cash One, who won last week? I think Cash One won last week. Hey. So would you like to go first or allow Rosenberg to kick off?
Rosenberg could go. He just came from Canada, so he's tapped in.
Shawnee actually just gave me my pick.
He's tapped in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, is Bluetooth up?
It's up.
Because Shawnee said when he thinks of Canada, he thinks of this.
Oh, that's a fail.
God darn it, again?
Oh, that's a fail. That's not what you want.
Cass, man, just go, man.
Come on, man.
I'd already connected.
Okay. You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, might as
well. Joe, I was going to. Damn it.
In all the clubs you get in news and
I mean, it's his birthday.
It's his birthday.
Yeah.
You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness.
Great taste.
You think I'm crying on my own, but
Beach.
I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
Hey. That's crazy.
Tone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong.
Tone.
And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should
hold it in on
to something. You should go 2015
fire. Canadian right there, Justin Biebs.
Real quick, can I ask the ref a question real quick? Does the song have to be by the artist? Can the artist be a prominent feature on the song?
Oh, here we go.
I'm asking the question, man.
No, it has to be by the artist. We've done.
Oh, no, I think it's got
to
be. Sorry, are you the ref?
No, we've done this before.
I think we've done this before.
Ref? And you flagged me for it, so it should be the artist because I caught a flag.
I was gonna say what Cas One was saying before he just started yelling to make himself right.
Well, no, he yelled first.
Was that I think when we have a category, the artist has to fit the category.
The artist,
not the
on
featured
the song.
Artist. So, for instance, the artist has to be Canadian and white. Now, if it features someone else, that's fine. But it has to be that artist's song. That makes sense, correct?
Has to be white.
Yeah.
What if it's half white?
White.
No, Laura, half
white. No, don't start that.
Well, based on history, half white doesn't make you white.
Laura, why'd you even
good choice.
Bring that up?
Because she don't listen. You gotta go. So we just gonna play Bieber all morning? Like,
I don't know, but
y'all so lazy.
It's black.
It's written by a black man for sure.
So black.
I prefer this song.
Yeah, of course you do. It's black.
It's black. It got a little Caribbean feel to it.
He brought Caribbean back.
He brought Caribbean back.
He did.
You said what he was?
You heard us.
It's a dance song.
You heard us.
Wow.
You heard what me and Rosenberg said.
Wait for it.
Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Why this Wednesday, Justin Bieber's birthday?
That's right. Trinidad, we got another one.
Now, this is Diplo on the beats, right? This is Diplo. Jackie or Skrillex.
Yes, that's correct.
Yo, that new Skrillex project that's out got a Missy Elliott record on it.
Fire.
Side note.
Fire.
That was a good one, man. Yes,
fire.
Shout out to my brother, man. Good. Shout out to my bro.
What's they saying in the chat right there? What's they saying?
Chatina.
And that chatina.
What they saying, Laura Stiles? We won round one.
It's hard because there's a lot of bots in here.
You mean cast people?
Yeah, there's a lot of cast bots right now.
Listen, cast One, we love all, you here in Moscow.
I would like to say
we support Cast One exclusively. Hammer.
See, look at this guy. I'm actually going to say that it should be a tie because both those songs are amazing. Bieber songs.
They
and
it's
his birthday. And he canceled the concert today. All
right, so each of y'all get 1 point.
I'm trying to be a good guy.
Yo, get control of your game, bro.
Wow, he's right.
I mean, if you want to be right, I play the better song. I'm trying to give you a point.
Now what you just said is false.
What?
And I'm biased because my friend wrote that song.
But you can,
so
you can't.
Technically,
you're
won if you want to get into
no,
it.
No, you're biased.
Yeah,
you're,
for sure.
Because you're best friend.
Whoever said this was a democracy. Whoever said it.
But you're letting him.
This is a benevolent dictatorship, which means that anytime I get ready,
so why we even
I say what it is.
Well, okay.
So I'm coming to you as a responsible.
I already said it was a tie. Move on, man.
But like,
all right,
why?
Next.
Don't because
it's Cass good. Said so.
Because you're both lazy.
Wow.
That's why.
Cass said
no, because you're both lazy.
Wow. It's called setting the mood. The Bieber's the theme.
Man, get to the get down, man.
All right,
you know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
That
let's
was
go.
You saw what happened, Sean.
Go for I the
saw
win.
It. Saw it. You saw it.
Straight minute. Yeah, he played a black song. I saw that.
I mean, Cass One had a good lobbying point.
It should be a tie.
Cass One's smart though, because he knew he lost, so he lobbied for a tie.
Yeah, he pulled a smooth one.
That was crazy.
You guys are crazy.
Definitely did.
Canadian.
Exactly. I'm gonna play the non-obvious ones. Unlike Rosemary, we're gonna play Celine Dion.
I mean, I see what is happening.
I'm gonna put y'all on. Even if I lose, I'm gonna put y'all on.
What's her name again? Carly something?
Ray Jensen.
Carly Ray Jespin.
Yeah, whatever. Jespin. Got it. You took your time with the call. I took no time with the fall.
You gave me nothing at all. Song sucks.
You know that song? Song sucks. Maybe. Is a stretch. Corny, yes.
Yes.
Annoying, possibly.
You know,
sucks. It's cheesy,
not
but people
so much.
Loved it.
Popping, absolutely.
That song is the song that like every DJ who doesn't really, you know, who's not like super up on
DJ Shade.
I know what he's talking about.
Here's the white set. Let's play "Call Me Maybe" for the white people.
It's Whitish Wednesday, so he went with the quintessential white tune.
Exactly, and you didn't know she was Canadian, so
I did not.
All right, where are you going, Rosenberg?
Yo, they be getting into it on this.
Here comes Captain Obvious.
Oh, is it Captain Obvious? Or is it a winner?
Go, we're waiting.
Captain Obvious.
That's not Captain Obvious at all.
And that's
not Eurythmics.
And this is black.
How?
Because every black person knows this song. Who does it?
Yo, Cat.
Shawnee, do you know this song?
Of course I know this song.
Do you know this song? Griff, do you know this song?
It's behavior.
All right, here's a flag. Flag. That's a black song. Every black person listening out there knows this song.
It's definitely not a black song. And it's not Eurythmics.
All right.
It's a white song that invaded the black homes.
Heavy.
But it's white.
Heavy.
It's fire. So I can't watch you. And
Cast One, you lost your challenge too. Because you just wasted your challenge.
You guys didn't even take my challenge. You guys didn't even take it. Look, you did. You let the song play. We're still talking.
You know what?
I'm not playing this game anymore. This game is rigged.
Y'all do what y'all gonna
do. This is rigged. What are we doing?
Y'all do what y'all gonna do.
He's playing the blackest white song ever.
Y'all do what y'all gonna do.
It's the blackest white song ever.
Well, that's the original meaning of the segment, by the way.
No, it was song that black people don't know about white people, not songs that black people do know about white people. Well, thank you.
He's losing.
It's a fact.
He's unraveling.
It's a fact.
He's gonna start taking his clothes off in there.
He's going Antonio Brown on
it? Yeah. You know what?
But the funniest thing about this stuff is the chat definitely ain't taking Corey Hart. Or is that Corey Hart?
Yeah.
Sunglasses at Night. They're definitely going with Carly Rae.
You think
Jepsen.
So?
Jespin.
Their taste is that bad that people would go with "Call Me
See,
Maybe"
why you gotta,
over.
Well, I think they would just know
everybody.
So they would have more
they know that. You have got a faith in the
way
chat.
That comes guys. Into
for the record, I think Cass still thinks this is "Sweet Dreams."
Look, guys, you see
the way he's talking
guys,
about this being a black song.
Yo,
is not
every black
accurate.
Person knows this song, Rosenberg.
Every
I'm telling
human
you.
Knows this song.
And well, that's what happens with hits.
that's the point.
All right, that's the
so
point.
Who won
I
that?
Get it.
Who you got in there, Laura Styles, in the chat?
I'm gonna vote for Rosenberg.
No, not who you're voting for. What are they saying
in the chat?
Let me see. I'm trying to weave through all these
see,
bots.
Nobody
but
wants to give me. No, they're all bots. It doesn't matter. Don't even look at the chat. Give it to Rosenberg. Because people that. Why are we even looking at it if it's all bots?
Yo,
right?
Cast. Stop talking for a second.
Cast wins again. Cast wins.
It's very split, to be honest with you.
Ooh, very split.
A lot of roses, and I see hammers.
Mm, okay. Well, you know.
I see doo-doo. I see just poo.
Know,
but if you put poo up for Corey Hart Sunglasses at Night, you got that's your problem.
I'm seeing roses. I see hammers. I see poo.
Cass, admit it. How long do you think it was "Sweet Dreams" for? At least 40 seconds. You thought that
there's
was
a petition.
Why are you trying to? Why? Hold on.
Cass,
hold on. There's a petition started in the chat. Hold
there's
on.
A petition started in the chat for you to be disqualified.
Oh.
Good, because I quit. Because first of all, why is he trying to disrespect me? Talking about I don't know that was. I wear my sunglasses at night. What are we talking about here? Now where are we going?
Now he feels disrespected. Now
where are we going? You know what I'm saying?
It's not that black a song. It's a pretty white song, man.
Well, the roses got it. Cass One is down by one. Cass, what you got?
I got nothing. Shawnee, play your next black song. What are you even playing this song for? Why are we playing this game? Just let Rosenberg play the song.
Cass, I need you to take a breathe.
You going in today, Cass. You're
take
going
a breather.
In today, Cass.
I've been there. Don't worry, Cass. I've been
there.
Calmate
no,
un poquito.
Okay,
this
calm.
Is a
calm
whole mess. A whole
calm,
mess.
I'm calm.
All right, Cass, come on. You got this.
I don't have any more songs to play.
You have song.
I don't have any more songs to play.
So, yo.
Hold on.
Cash, you know being okay, serious or we playing?
Hold on. I'll play.
Because if
I'll
we going to get serious, then I'm about to black out because y'all messing up my show.
I'll play a stupid song.
Of which I've allowed y'all to be a part of.
Here.
So don't make it get ugly.
Play this song. There you go. Here's the song.
This is Canada.
I don't know. It might be. This is white.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong.
Why do I know this?
Because it hit.
Wasn't the spring.
Flag on the plate.
Why
Griffith is stone flag.
Spring. Why is there red flags being
I don't know. Please pull the music down. I like the challenge.
Yeah, what's your challenge?
Neil Diamond is American. So that's nothing.
Oh, it doesn't count.
I know, but I like how you guys pulled the song down for his challenge. I'm
it was a real
song.
Challenge.
Well, because I can't control the volume on your side. So you would have to pull it down.
Sorry, guys.
Juanita, why are you showing me the Wikipedia for Neil Young when this is Neil Diamond?
Sorry, guys.
Neil Schmeel, we don't know.
So look, since we're here now, y'all want to stop doing White-ish Wednesday? Cast one, you want to just not be on White-ish Wednesday
and
I'll have Juanito play? Want me to start picking my own songs?
No.
Where y'all want this to go?
What are you
Because y'all want to pull this together and actually do this right?
What are you? Why are y'all here?
Because I'm looking at all y'all. This is equal across the line. What? Y'all want to speak to each other and get this right? Or y'all want to just cancel the segment? What y'all want to do?
I have no idea what you're
doing. Y'all just tell me what y'all want to do. Because he's not even trying.
What do you mean? I did try.
Stop it, bro. You're playing with me now.
I got confused.
Go ahead, Rosenberg.
Neil Diamond or Neil Young. I don't know. I got confused.
I want to keep doing what I've been doing.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Thank you.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Jeez. Just trying to win these games, man. I just show up and try to win.
What round is this?
Four.
This is four?
Or is it five? Because I was
no.
This is
either third or fourth.
Oh no, this is the end of the fourth.
It's the end of the game. It doesn't matter at this point.
End of the fourth.
Man, taking his ball and going home.
You don't take your ball and go home, fam.
I'm waiting in the dark. I thought that
how do you not know this, Laura? Why are you making that face? Now. Come on, Laura.
Rosenberg's in the lead by two, so...
Three, actually.
But no, the first round was a tie.
There's no sound. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't somebody come take me home? It's a damn cold night. I'm trying to figure out
this. I feel like I heard that before.
Like, I feel like I have, but I don't know who it is.
It's Yo, Avril Lavigne, guys.
Oh, y'all don't know
Come
Avril?
Come on, it's
that
Avril Lavigne,
Laura
bro.
Laura just went like, duck. She's like, I don't know.
This should be right up Laura's
I know, that's crazy.
We back on the hayride.
No, we're not on a hayride.
You listen to the guitar.
That's not hayride. That's campfire.
That's campfire, right?
Yeah, that's totally different, though.
How do you get to the campfire?
Walk.
You walk.
You drive.
You drive on the highway, and then you pull off at the beach exit and goes.
Yeah. Definitely bonfire.
Bonfire. Yeah. I see fire, for sure. What do you throw in the fire? Hey.
What? Sometimes.
Shawnee's clearly never been to a campfire before.
You're right. You are correct.
Tune.
Right. Cold night. Campfire. I get it.
What's Ebro laughing at?
People on Twitter loving the burn down of White-ish Wednesday. They just love it, watching it fall. You know, because people love chaos.
That's why I don't know.
They love chaos.
This has been a week for you.
They love the whole thing just unraveling right now. They're into it.
Well,
it's
listen,
it's entertainment.
Well, after Cass kicked, just kicked the ball off the court in the last round, that would mean it's over, essentially, from a victory standpoint. But Cass, you have one more song to play.
Come on,
we have one.
Cass,
here we go.
Come on.
Bring it.
I could play this song, but I don't want to play that song. This is a song that would win, but I'm not going to play it.
Oh. Play it!
If it would
play
win, then right.
Play the song!
No, I'm going to play this one because I like it better.
Cass is a big fan of some like hip hop rock, Papa Roach, Limp Bizkit.
This.
I don't want to waste my time.
Who you got on that? In the chat.
Shawnee, you said this is what Canada reminds you of.
You know what I'm saying? The people and the atmosphere. Snow.
I was wondering who was going to pull this one.
Come on. How do you
know? You got to hit snow.
Oh my God, snow.
The white reggae Tatina. Original Tatina.
Shawnee, Queens.
Queen. You don't play?
You know who raps on this song?
I forget.
MC Shan.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, this is so bad.
It's crazy, yo.
But it's also good.
I'm glad you said it, Cass. Yo, dude got props, though. Dude had got props, though.
He did.
People showed love.
Yeah, and Informer was a thing.
Well, and this like was a parody.
Commercially, like, ultra radio.
His other records, one was the joint. I think you played it last week.
Yeah, but this was the one. This was the first one. Like,
this was the first one. That got him in the door like, oh, okay. And then the next one.
But he
was,
made to show up and do the collab. He made sure to show up and do the collab.
Right. That was important. That was important. That was the.
He did it sincerely. He was sincere about it.
What was the. I would do anything for you, right?
Yeah, that one.
And this was big because this had every big reggae artist authentic.
So it would have been what you're saying is it would have been big without him.
Right. Without snow. It would have been you.
No disrespect.
What you gonna Beanie Man, Bounty,
Nadine Sutherland.
Yes. Snow.
Is there any story to Snow, or is he just straight up like from Toronto?
Torontonian.
That's it. Saying? Just like was around the culture,
Caribbean
like
culture. Yeah. Grew up. You know, Caribbean culture's everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah. It's part of everything in Toronto.
Heavy Caribbean culture in Trinidad.
I went to high school. Toronto. I went to high school with this girl and her older brother. She was just like a Jewish girl in my high school, and her older brother was straight up Rasta in every way and just 100% a white Jewish guy from Montgomery County, Maryland.
Yahoo.
And if you talk to him, you would be like, oh, this guy's not faking it. This is his absolute lifestyle. He took it. He completely went all the way there.
There's a few artists like that.
And a lot of
similarities.
He
wasn't an artist.
I'm just saying there's artists like that too.
No, for sure.
And a lot of similarities between Rastas and Jews. Star David, Three-Fourths of Clove, all that. A lot of connection.
Yeah, that's true. True.
Cast one.
No, that's it.
That's it.
Oh, we're over?
Shawnee Culture
with the Culture Classics.
You know what I'm saying?
Rosenberg won. Cass won't quit. He gave it to him.
He punted.
Let's go.
He punted. Yeah.
Culture Classics. Take
me back to a time.
Bruh.
You know this?
It's that first Tevin Campbell single. Quincy Jones.
Tomorrow will bring better you, better me.
Y'all know this one?
I know that we'll show.
Remember this?
Of course, I remember when it came out.
This is before Can We Talk.
It's Sherry Carter and what's my man? The Green Eyes on BET. Donnie Simpson.
Donnie Simpson.
I remember when they intro'd this joint.
It Michael Jackson tone this. This was the top 10 in the Billboard 100.
So this is what, 91?
90.
90.
Yo, you know what's funny? What's it called?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So I only know it because the chorus was sampled by OC. Otherwise, I don't remember that record. Mm. My first Tevin Campbell I remember is Round and Round, the Prince joint.
Well, this was a joint. Quincy Jones.
Man, Tevin Campbell.
And then you got y'all remember this? Summertime Vibes.
Babyface.
Not Babyface.
He wrote it, but it's his brother too.
Okay.
I think he wrote it. Let me look. After 7.
What happened last night?
Last night, I had the time of my life.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
The spring soon comes. It's some vibes.
Last night, I made love for the very first time.
Only know it because of Little Sean.
I never knew love could be so sweet. Mm. It never made a difference to me.
That's not Babyface?
That's his brother, Kevin.
Ever since the day that you appeared, I'm telling you, you made a difference. Now love is so clear, and I can't stop. How I feel. I'm digging on you, you're digging on me, we're digging on we. And no, I can't stop.
Yeah, it's a feel good. They had the harmony soon.
This is like 90?
Yeah, this L.A. Reid and Babyface wrote this.
This is like 90?
1990, yep.
See, this is to me when it started turning really good. Like, it was like a cheesiest sound in the late 80s, and then the early 90s, it just turned a little more, like, soulful and R&B-ish.
Yeah.
I never thought love was meant for me. I was blind and could not see.
It was Babyface who made it better, too.
I think what really happened was the records that played on Top 40 radio and the sounds going Top 40 and getting over in the suburban audiences became blacker.
And thus got better.
So black artists in the 80s were making these kind of...
They were tinnier. It was like...
Yeah, the production was a little different, et cetera, et cetera. But.
Yeah. And staying right in that same 90s with Tevin Campbell, Quincy Jones, After 7, This still gets a party popping.
Of course. I knew the whole video.
You know what I'm saying? This still, you put this on at the party right now, it goes.
I think New Edition's coming through town.
I just sat at Lagos when I was there Sunday.
Tried to tell myself.
Running Man for the fact.
You can see it in my eyes.
What second you hear that drum pattern, you know it's Bobby or a New Edition.
Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis. Else.
The truth is in the...
I told her I'd never fall in love. But now I know better.
How does it feel?
This record was so big at the time because remember, Bobby Brown had left the group.
Yeah.
And Johnny Gill had just started. So the music video is them trying to rehearse with Johnny Gill and get him to get the New Edition steps. And he couldn't get the steps.
Oh, that's a cool idea for the video, though.
Yeah. And it's them rehearsing, trying to get the steps together. Yeah. And Johnny, they're like, yo, yeah, yo, my man, come on.
What's funny is that when it started, I didn't remember what song it was. And then when it got to the chorus, obviously I knew it. And it's actually one of the first R&B records I remember ever hearing.
Yeah. Any Heartbreak, this album was crazy, bro.
This was, no, Any Heartbreak was the one that really cut through for the first time for me.
Matured right around here. You know what I'm saying?
When they had New Edition, yeah, look, I'm a huge fan. I had the Cool It Now album. Like, I remember when Popcorn Love came out. Like, I'm from that when I was 7 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like,
when it was really, kind of little kids' music to some extent.
It was. And they had some hits. Remember, they had Cool It Now. They
had Candy Girl.
Telephone Man. They had Candy Girl. They had a few things. And then there was like
three smashes.
Then there was a lull a little bit in the 80s. And then in 88, when Bobby left the group, he did Don't Be Cruel. And then they had to figure out a way back. And then they exploded with this. And then BBD happened after this.
Take me back.
And not many groups could, you know, go through the test of time like that. Keep evolving. Now, they did it.
Shout out to New Edition. Apparently, half of them got COVID. They had to cancel their New York shows.
Oh man. We was trying to have them all up here, too. I think we was really close to literally having them all.
Yeah.
We was going to have Bobby, Johnny, all of them, right? They was all coming.
Really?
All of them.
Yes. All of them were coming tomorrow.
That's crazy.
We were going to have them all. I didn't want to say nothing to y'all because they were going to have
tomorrow?
It was tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
Damn.
We
worked out the studio everywhere.
We had a whole studio set up because we don't have a setup in here to accommodate, what is that?
Yo, you were keeping that as a surprise?
Yeah, because I was going to do, I was going to put on If It Isn't Love and try to do the music video with them because I think I still remember the steps.
I would have jumped in for the steps
exactly,
on that.
Exactly,
because
you know the little thing with the slide?
Yeah, yeah, I'd have jumped in on that.
That's all I wanted to do. That's dream come true. That's little, you know, 15-year-old Ebro trying to, you know what I'm saying?
They're all.
Wow.
They're all.
That's yo. Tomorrow's Answer would have checked in the whole crew. No, we would have been
honestly, with all due respect,
my man Brian Favors out in Jersey. He would have came up here and did the step.
I don't think any of this would have been a value add to the interview. Like, I don't think anyone needed that. Just the interview would be great.
Imagine them standing around and
like watching
Ebro
live out
Shawnee
his teenage dreams.
That's right.
What do you think? Do we got it?
We'd have figured it out.
We'd have reenacted the video. They would have been frustrated with me for not knowing the steps.
Laura, this would have been the big break for Tomorrow's Answer, finally. You guys would get your big shot. We're finally getting to perform in front of New Edition.
That's right.
Yo, man, your chance to beat the buzzer is coming up in a few minutes right after The Guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for The Guru, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Pay attention.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Right.
New email alert. TheGuru@EbroInTheMorning.com. Very easy and
new
to
email.
The point.
New email alert.
TheGuru@EbroInTheMorning.com.
Now, why did we have to do this? Does anybody know the backstory?
We were stepping off of Gmail.
I don't know.
They just wanted it to sound better. Like
a little more profesh, you know? A little more
profesh.
I appreciate
it. So we're basically shining up the poo-poo. To make it sound like we got our stuff together finally.
Mommy.
After almost 10 years of doing the
yes,
show.
Yes, yes, yes.
We finally got our own email.
That's right.
I don't even know why exactly it had to happen. It's obviously just some logistical thing that happened.
All right, but we're here, all right, okay?
And we're excited about it.
TheGuru@EbroInTheMorning.com. That's right. Destination for clarity.
That's right.
See? Email us.
Brian Favor said he's ready to come up and do the new edition
stuff. Hey, Brian, man, it's cool, man. I don't know.
Tomorrow's answer. Yo, Brian, you better show these people, son.
Yo, that would have been so funny,
you're
by
the way.
You're
disrupting the zen.
But that would have been pretty funny if we set up for the interview and Ebro wasn't even there at the start. We're like, oh, sorry, Ebro can't make it. And then halfway through, Ebro showed up with Brian dressed up in like silk.
In unison.
No, we would have had our rayon oak tree shirts on. You know what I'm saying?
They had the rayon open shirts.
Shoulder pads all day.
Ebro with the flat top wig.
Yeah, it looks like with the Gordon Gartrell.
With the Gordon Gartrell tee.
All right, focus. Shawnee, focus.
That's right.
Burn the sage, Shawnee. Do what you do.
That's right. Let us cleanse the energy.
The Guru, Laura. Nope. TheGuru@EbroInTheMorning.com. TheGuru@EbroInTheMorning.com. All right, guys. Well, someone's coming at us today. The gurus are under fire.
Zen. More zen.
We're going to need zen.
Sprinkle some more zen. Let me take a sip of coffee to see this help. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I have to come at the gurus.
Smells like hate.
That's right.
It was all the way back on Monday, January 9th. When I heard you guys read an email about my homeboy of 23 years who passed away from cancer.
What?
You'll remember this. His girlfriend had cancer, and I was there for both of them throughout, where I would travel from New York to Los Angeles where they live.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you guys said I smashed her. And took advantage while she was going through her crisis.
Mm. Oh, I do remember that.
You smashed the homie.
I lived in New York and my homeboy died. And I haven't seen or heard from my homeboy's girl in 4 years until I received a call from her family. Mm-hmm. that all she talks about is me and how I was there for her and my friend. And that she doesn't want to be with anyone but me. Like I said, I was surprised and I was shocked to hear from her and her family and how highly that they think of me. I respect your guys' opinions, but you guys were wrong on judging me. She's a wonderful young lady, but it's hard for me to date my homeboy's girl. And that is why I wrote you guys to get some advice on what I should do, even though she knows my family and my family knows her. But you guys were wrong in judging me. But I still need your advice on what I should do.
Still?
Great radio crew of gurus. Still need your advice. Well, I just want to say right away, I remember this, and I know there are two people to blame for this. Neither are named Rosenberg or Laura Stiles. So, Shawnee and Ebro, I leave it to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
When it comes to jumping right to smash, it's you two.
She smashed the homie. It did seem like it. So, but sometimes we get it wrong.
Go ahead.
Apology. I apologize if we did.
Wait.
Or I guess we did. We got it wrong. I apologize.
Wow!
That's period. Cool. Are you sure you got it wrong?
Period. End sentence. But I don't know. I don't
exactly.
know.
Because I was listening to
but
it.
But I still don't know.
Huh? No, because you guys said it. Some of it may be on the fact that his email was a little unclear.
Yeah.
But he's saying that, like, he hadn't been seeing her at all. And out of the blue, after 4 years, she reached out. He heard that she, like, kept talking about him. Not that he had been, like, you know, trying to be up on her right after her man, right after his man died.
Oh, so there was the immediacy at which
he was there for her.
Right.
Then he hadn't talked to her for years. Like, when he lived his life, she lived her. And then he hears through the grapevine, yo, she talks about you, and she... And he obviously does have some feelings back.
Then he
though,
knocked it down.
Or he wouldn't be concerned. No. Oh. No.
Because I'm thinking at some point, yeah, like maybe he smashed her.
Because he wouldn't be thinking about her. He was like, oh, she throw. Oh, okay, I'm going to go get that.
What was his question, though? Was it like, should I approach her?
He still don't know what to do.
Well, yeah, he's saying that, like, even though it's been 4 years, mm-hmm. and even though there was nothing between them then, is it something he can consider?
Should he smash the homie?
He still feels weird that she was with his friend who passed away.
Right.
So he's checking.
Obviously, he's checking on some level, and he's leaving that part out.
So sorry. He hasn't smashed
He yet. Wants to smash the
so, okay. But I would Got say it. Don't.
You would say don't.
I would say do not go there. I would say if she reminds you of your friend,
mm-hmm.
and if you have this hesitation, it's not going to dissipate just because you decide to do something romantic.
Right.
Right. You're always going to have that lingering thing.
But he hasn't seen her in 4 years.
Now, yeah. I mean, right. I guess there's a possibility you could go see her and you could be like, you know what? I can get over the fact that she used to be with a friend that I care about who died of cancer and he's no longer here. And we can not live our lives based on... Because that's the thing.
That alone.
Your existence together will always be based around the fact that you guys had this mutual relationship with the person who passed on. Could be good.
But that could be good. That's not, you know, that could be good.
Yeah, right. Some people are okay with it, and they're like, they both share a love for that person.
Right, and like for example, she lost her partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very hard for people when they lose their partner to move on to someone new because they always glorify and loved the person they were with.
Mm-hmm.
And then they feel bad bringing that person up with the new person because the new person's like, I'll never be him, blah, blah, blah. So if the person loved your ex.
Right, and he loved.
Then
right,
you guys can kind of celebrate his memory together. There is something nice to
be said.
But does
that have to be a relationship?
Right.
No. Does that have to be romantic? Sexual? Does that have to be romantic?
No, but like, it also it doesn't have to rule it out either. I think it could be.
I want to know, what is the time frame?
Like 4 years.
When 4 years since the friend died.
Correct.
And he hadn't seen her since then.
That's what he says.
It's now 4 years later, and he's still
he's
trying
lying,
to figure
this
out.
This ain't adding up, by the way.
Yeah, you something
already,
in the math.
You already
ain't mathing.
Wrote us one right. time. Now you're writing us again. Like
you're saying, the math ain't mathing.
Math ain't mathing.
It doesn't seem like it.
I don't know. I feel like he's always gonna have like guilt.
Yeah, you know, like
I just. Maybe, like to Ebro's point, maybe it doesn't have to be a sexual relationship. Maybe it could just be a good friendship.
Or it could be.
Y'all do what y'all gonna do.
And if it naturally evolves to something, that means you guys are both on the same page, then let it be. But don't force it.
Mm-mm. I think that's the way.
So you say, Laura, basically you're saying, start spending some time together.
Damn.
Have some fun together. Don't force it to be romantic.
Right.
Don't force it to be physical. Don't just start enjoying, talking, spending time.
See if there's
see.
Even, a, have a phone call. See if there's even anything y'all want to talk about.
Because what if it's not? What if y'all just cool?
Or maybe you just want to reminisce on
has
your
he,
man.
Has he seen her?
I don't know.
He doesn't say.
Has he seen her?
So maybe,
and she hasn't seen him. So y'all might see each other
way,
and be like,
on, you know
what?
Nah. Welcome.
Right.
Guys, it's 2023, though. They're obviously still seeing each other's lives, I bet. I bet they're still, they're still social
Instagram,
media.
Instagram's a liar, bro. Be careful.
That's facts. Filters and angles. Them angles.
According to somebody in the chat on the Hot 97 app, which we're live right now, they said, dead homie gonna haunt you if you smash.
That was unguru-like, Laura, to even read that.
But I will say, too, similar
why did you read that?
Laura should be suspended from being a guru.
Can you turn her mic? This is...
Yo, she's really laughing. That's a real laugh.
It's going through everybody else's...
It's the whole room.
Yo.
That's off. That's her mic off.
This is a... Laura, do you want to take a moment? Maybe leave the room?
It's not even that funny.
I don't know why I think it's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Just wrap the second.
Yeah,
Everything's been broken today. Bro, why is Wednesday? The guru's messed up. The whole show's falling
apart. I don't
like
that you laughed at me.
I'm glad I haven't signed this new contract they put in my email. Maybe we're wrapping this whole thing.
My black songs were fire, man.
You came through.
I came through. Thank you.
And by the way, on the guru, I've been fine. On Whitey's Wednesday, I was fine. Don't lash out at me either.
I'm not lashing out. I'm just saying that segments.
Something's going on.
By the way, this show is a team sport.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So if there's a segment of the show that's falling apart because individuals can't participate correctly. She's crying.
Listen, y'all gonna do what y'all gonna do. So say the guru.
Rosenberg, you kind of set her off. You put him in that mood when you were talking about the suits. That's how it all started.
Y'all do what y'all gonna do.
That's right. So say the
listen, don't do it.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Have a phone call.
Front. No chat. Weakness. No weakness.
Be cool, fam.
Laura, are you back? Wait, hang on, Cass. Stop the music. Are you back to the program?
I'm back.
She thought that that was...
I don't know why.
The ghost of the homie is going to haunt you. Sent her off the deep end.
But like...
The way he wrote it.
But like, you also need to pull it together. This is a real story. These aren't made up fantasy stories. This is a real person.
The guy on the app had real advice. I mean, I understand where he's coming
suspended.
From.
I can't believe you guys are letting this fly.
Shawnee, let's get together after the show.
We got to talk.
I think you and I got to talk.
That's crazy.
Because she might not be in a good space right now. Maybe she's not sleeping because of Kenza. Maybe
she's just giddy beyond belief.
This is crazy.
The fact that she thought that was good advice doesn't alarm you guys.
So funny.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, I got to turn her mic off.
Shawnee, we'll talk later.
You guys want to cancel flashing light?
No. We'll Zoom later, Shawnee.
I'm back. Coming up in the flashing light. Report. Guys, the Clips have plans to reunite.
Okay.
And it's happening really soon. All right. I'll give you details on the story coming up next.
But I say they can't fool me. Then like the girl, I'm everywhere. How you say it so?
Pop. You would think I went.
Zendaya becomes the highest paid black actress on television, receiving, I think, $1 million now per episode of Euphoria after renegotiating her deal.
Good for her.
And Laura reported earlier that people have a problem with
this. Yes, people were upset. They're like, why she need so much money? Like, why?
Does she need?
What about the other actors? Shut your ass up. Nobody had anything to say. Weren't like the cast of Friends getting paid $1 million per episode too? Who cares?
Friends was getting $1 million. That was 25 years ago. The cast of Friends got $1 million an episode. Now this is
by the way, they say highest paid black actress, which means there's other actresses out here who are not black who are making more.
Good for her.
More.
Hey, bro, why don't you send an email? What does Jennifer Aniston get at the morning show? I bet it's close.
Right.
So that's...
Wait, who would I email?
It's an Apple show.
Oh. It's like, wait, I know people at the
show? Write Tim Apple.
You think Tim's paying for that?
Yeah, right. But congratulations, Zendaya. That's amazing. She is the show. I mean, the truth is she is the show because you guys don't have my problems with that show. But she is
the
show.
But she is.
She's fantastic.
Facts.
Wait, so now you have a big thing about me calling her Halle Berry when it's Halle, okay? We say Rihanna... But it's Rihanna. Is it Zendaya or is it Zendaya Rosenberg? How does she say it?
I don't know.
Because for at least a decade, you've been giving me a problem about Halle Berry.
That one just is so wrong.
Well, that's because you had a crush on her as a child and you wanted to make sure you got that. It's still.
You're going past tense, are you? We were supposed to get her for a movie. I almost died. I got a haircut. I was in the gym. I like Zendaya better. So I say Zendaya.
It ain't about you, bro.
I know, but I don't know. Anyone have an answer for me?
I don't know. Because at first I was looking at, is it Zendaya or Zendaya? And we said it right the first time, but I forgot which.
Zendaya, I think.
Zendaya.
You said I think.
Zendaya. But I definitely hear people say Zendaya. And I'm assuming it's because that's what it is. Because Zendaya, it reads Zendaya.
I know, but there's someone I know in wrestling whose name is spelled the same way, but it's with an S-E-R, Soraya. It's not Soraya.
Different name.
Soraya. I know, but I'm just saying the sounds are the same, and she goes Soraya. I don't know.
All right.
We'll figure it out, but call right now so you can figure out this money. Get your cash and dash. Beat the Buzzer time is happening right after Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles. Call. Open up the line.
Got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So this is cool if it happens, and I hope it does. The Clips will reunite for a rare headlining set later this year at Hyde Park Summerfest in Chicago. So it's going down June 17th and 18th. But, you know, they're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, and then there's going to be Chicago natives, of course, Vic Mensa, Twista, Shauna, Crucial Conflict. But this is really dope. Did they reunite for Something in the Water, Ebro?
Yeah, I thought that happened, just last Something in the Water. And then there was definitely they were on a song on that Nigo project where it said Clips.
Oh, I remember us talking about that. Yes,
we had Pusha... we talked to him about it, and he alluded to the fact that he felt like his brother wanted to get back after it and them to figure out how to go after it.
With all due respect, I never get that excited about this. Like, they're reuniting. They're brothers. They've been close the entire time. I just know they're going to...
Well, I think people get excited about the music, right? Because Pusha will even tell you that he feels like Malice is a better rapper than him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the skill set of Malice, I think when you go back and listen to those... records of them together, you're like, yo. Like,
Malice,
you know what
was
I mean?
Great. He was great. But is it ever going to be the exact same with them together?
Because
he's no Malice
nah.
now.
Right. It's different. It's different space.
And Pusha still raps about
cocaine.
But cocaine. That's interesting to me. I'm interested now to see how that plays out in a song.
If they can make that work, yeah.
That's dope true. To me. They don't both. I think it's even more fire if they're like, their topics and the way they're covering a particular topic is from different angles. That's
together.
Better.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like cocaina, ay Dios mío, you know.
Yeah, we should wrap the show up before you never know what Laura's gonna say.
Honestly, I gotta go. That's your flashing lights report.
Cocaina, ay Dios mío.
What is happening, bro?
Time is 8:54. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Laura, are you gonna see Oso de Cocaina?
Oh yeah, I do want to watch Cocaine Bear. I do. It looks like a good movie.
Cocaine
Yo,
Bear.
Yo, y'all let me know how it is. I don't know if I can give 90 minutes of my life to
Cocaine
movie.
Bear.
It's based on a true story of a cocaine that fell out of a plane, was it?
Something
or
like
got
that.
Thrown out of a plane and then the bear found it and then went and started attacking people.
Yes.
So wild.
Yeah, I think it was in Georgia.
Yeah, of course it was.
So crazy.
We have Ryan on the line to beat the buzzer. Ryan, good morning, sir.
Good morning, my brother.
How you doing, man? Thanks for joining the program to get after this cash. Make sure. Now, do you know how to play the game?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so Shawnee's going to hit the sounder. Make sure you say stop nice and loud when you hear the money you want, okay?
Absolutely.
It is time for Ryan to beat the buzzer. Shawnee, you got it?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. All
right.
$130. Stop. Yo, stop. You said stop?
Absolutely.
$130 is yours.
Oh, wow. I've
never seen it.
Yeah, I've never seen nothing like this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But you got $130.
Yo.
He came in with a
plan.
Thank you. Ryan, you came in with a plan that you were getting something.
Absolutely.
$130 is Ryan's. Ryan, would you like to hear where this was going to go?
Absolutely. Where's it going?
Let's see.
Where was it going to go? It's going in my
$150. $225. $245. $300. $350.
$500. Yo, Ryan,
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. And so I'm glad you're giving yourself.
Congratulations. Damn. You played yourself.
Yo, Ryan, hang on. We'll get you paid. Your next chance to beat the buzzer is coming up. Keep it locked.
Awesome.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.